The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mila sitting in for Jerry today. It's been a long time since we've had a chance to sit down and chat. So let's do this right. If there are some things that you would like to talk about today, well, let's give you an opportunity to air your grievances. The phone number in the Green Bay area, 920-406-1360, and of course, toll-free from anywhere else that you may roam, 888-455-1360. Thank you for allowing me to be here for a little while this morning. I had a great weekend, just a lot of time to relax and kick back and reflect on everything that I wanted to talk about this morning. There's a ton of stuff going on. And I thought first thing is let me talk about something that irks me. If you don't mind, if I may be the first to start airing of the grievances. One of the things that made me sad is, do you remember a story not too long ago? It was during high school graduation. There was a young man that Marine, and he wanted to wear his uniform to graduation. And the school system said, I'm sorry, no. The rules are that you have to wear the cap and gown, my friend. You cannot wear your dress blues for graduation. His name, Brandon Garibrandt, and I apologize if I'm mispronouncing it. Brandon Garibrandt, sad to say, was one of three Marines killed by a roadside bomb this week. It is a horrible circumstance, and it's one of those that the reason I bring this off, it's like, hey, can we start the show off on a happy note? The issue in Afghanistan, the issue in Iraq, and the rest of the Middle East is very volatile, and there are still people's lives at great risk in Iraq and in Afghanistan, and this is just one of those that one of the stories that brings it home. It is, we have a tendency to get desensitized, that we hear about a story on the news, we hear about what's going on, we read about it, we pay attention, but occasionally it loses that heartfelt reality. And this is one that just gives us a gut check. Last year, he asked to wear his dress blues to graduation from Conval Regional High School. And like I said, the principal and others said no, he couldn't do it. when the principal was reached for comment at the news of this individual being killed in action, the community, the principal, Brian Pickering, said that the school was shocked and deeply saddened. They are incredibly grateful for his service to the country. He was working with the volunteer fire department, and they said that he was clearly a young man that was described as a true gentleman, and one that loved what he was doing. He truly loved doing both the volunteer fire department and being in the military. So it is, it's a sad circumstance that we have to start off, or that I do start off with, talking about his passing. But it is one of those things that keeps real in our hearts about what is going on in Iraq, Afghanistan. And it is exactly why we have to pay very, very close attention to what is happening in the Middle East now. We're going to talk a little bit more a bit later about the radical Islamist group that is pushing through Iraq. They are, it seems to be, completely disregarding anything that would resemble human decency. Murdering, killing people in the public square, hunting down those that they see to be their enemy. It is more of a radical form of violence and terrorism than we have seen yet. And I don't think this is anything other than just the beginning of it. Part of also what I want to talk about this morning, and it relates, and I'll tie it in a little bit, is us being able to have a free and unfettered conversation about the realities of what's going on in our world. Currently, there is this movement, you may have heard of it, called political correctness. And that political correctness seeks to help those that may not be able to help themselves and prevent them from being offended. Okay? Now, let me give credit to this to start off with. Let me play devil's advocate, if I might. When you have a group of individuals that are picking on a disadvantaged group, you have a group of idiots that are walking around and they're making fun of individuals with physical disabilities, learning disabilities, and they are using all kinds of hurtful names and that type of thing. Yes, that kind of behavior, that kind of language must absolutely not be tolerated. And there must be severe consequences for that kind of ignorant behavior. When you have one group of people that try to use language, harsh language, and disparaging language in order to put another group of people down, same thing. That is ignorance, and that should not be tolerated, and it should have negative consequences. However, when you have a conversation about, well, maybe a touchy subject, maybe one that may or may not be politically correct. All right, let's talk about sexual assault. Let's talk about drug abuse. Let's talk about racism. Well, when you are having a genuine discussion of these subjects, occasionally the language has to be real. Occasionally the verbiage has to communicate the harshness of the reality of the situation. This is where political correctness comes in and dumbs down our conversation. This is where political correctness comes in and puts a shackle on the ability to communicate. Now, if you have one person intentionally trying to degrade, demean, or diminish the rights and privileges and well-being of another group by harsh language and abusive language and demeaning language, then yes, that should not be allowed. But if an individual is having a discussion about a sincere issue and the purpose of that discussion is to bring it to light so that you and I, as a reasonable individual, could possibly find some kind of a solution to the problem, then the language has to be allowed. Even though it may sound, it's like, oh, don't say that word, that's offensive. Well, I'm not calling someone that word. I'm using it as an example of what's being done. You have to understand. That's when political correctness runs afoul. So let's take our first break, if you don't mind. Let's think about things. Let's think about our verbiage. And I'm going to give you an example of a radio host, conservative radio host, that got real with his language. He got suspended. We'll talk about whether that's right or wrong when we come back. I'm Seth Mila, sitting in for Jerry Bader. The phone number, 888-455-1360. Back in a couple.